Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Juliet was trying to teach Toby the basics of coding to deepen his disguise as a tech bro and wily co-founder, but also yes, because she was hot for him and his generic-ass face. I don't know. But she'd spent hours making eyes at him at the coffee shop, and she was so exhausted and distracted by his symmetry that some of the red flags weren't looking like red flags to her.
How's this?
Just... Maybe not. Hello. World is not going so well for us, is it?
Hey, how about another pour over?
It's almost 5. I don't think I can drink any more coffee. I've already got the shakes.
Well, I was actually going to suggest we leave soon.
Oh?
Yeah, I have somewhere to bring you. It's a surprise. I've been working all week, and I didn't think I could do it, but I pulled it off.
Well, what kind of surprise?
I'll text Valerie the address. It's something for the both of you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to grab a bottle of water before we leave.
Oh, let me pay for it. You know, since I can't give you the pretty girl discount anymore. I mean, pretty woman.
Whoa, I am obviously Richard Gere in this situation.
I didn't mean...
I'm just teasing you. Wait. What was that?
What?
The flip phone in your bag? Real retro.
Oh, my grandma insists on calling me on that one. She says smartphones give you cancer.
Couldn't you use your iPhone, but then tell her you were using the old Motorola?
Are you suggesting I lie to my grandma?
No, just that it feels impractical.
Oh, hold that thought. Valerie says she's meeting us there. Let's go.
Okay.
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 4.
Wait, Toby, why are we at Hustle Hub? You know we got evicted from here last week, right? And not in a nice way.
Yeah, but this is a brand new start. The surprise is on the 40th floor.
Wait, do you mean the penthouse floor?
Icarus is the exclusive new service to manage your social media presence. Members receive personalized consultation and daily monitoring with special lockout protections to stop you from saying inflammatory shit to get yourself canceled. Icarus, we won't let you fly too close to the sun.
Oh, wow, that one was depressing. Toby, this place is huge. Nothing like our shared shoebox office on the 5th floor.
Oh, that must be Valerie.
Valerie and company. I believe he needs no introduction, but say hello to the best programmer in the state of California, Lee Sun.
Oi. This is what I'm saying about Val. She says she's gonna go easy with the new hires, and then she arrives with epic programming genius, guy who she hired, Lee Sun. She's out there just making the rules as she goes, breaking the rules as she goes. Oh, I never thought about how make and break rhyme.
Say hello to the best programmer in the state of California, Lee Sun.
Hello.
Hi, Lee. I'm Juliet, big fan of yours. I saw you guest lecture at the University of Chicago last year, and...
Nice to meet you, Juliet. Wiley, this is gonna be amazing.
Lee was voted hottest commodity by Mashable, Gizmodo, and TechCrunch this year. Hey, Toby, I thought you could take the lead on getting him set up.
Sure thing.
Either this hustle hub lighting is terrible, which it's not because judging from my reflection in this mirrored elevator door, I look amazing. So it seems like your face has taken on a tinge of green. You okay, bestie?
Val.
In any event, you both can meet the rest of the team on Monday.
The rest of the team?
Yeah, well, we needed an accountant, a contractor for now. Toby, I set up a call between him and you tomorrow, 9 a.m.?
Sure.
Oh, unless that's a problem?
No problem at all.
Valerie, can I speak to you?
Excellent. Okay, and after that, you have a 10:30 with Kelly Baker, who's going to back me up in marketing.
Val.
And then there are a couple of great candidates for lead designer, so...
Valerie!
Yes, general. I mean...
Maybe that's enough expansion for now, Val. We don't want to bankrupt Wiley in the first week.
Speaking of, where exactly are we? Anyone care to tell me why we've been summoned to an empty office space? Because surely the rent alone would...
It's the new location of our office.
Our office. Okay, and I'm certain that Juliet, our dollar-conscious dear leader, pre-approved this choice?
It was a surprise for both of you. And I have a whole vision for the layout. Oh, I love surprises. Voila!
You want to turn the office space into a Chuck E. Cheese?
You love Chuck E. Cheese. You had like 4 birthdays there.
From the ages of like 6 to 10, Juliet. I'm a child of the aughts. We all had bad taste.
Oh man. You have ping pong on your vision board? Because I regret to inform you that I fulfill this particular Asian stereotype. I will dominate at ping pong.
Yeah, we can get a tournament going, and we'll have a pinball machine section, and a couple air hockey tables, and a main bank for all the joystick games. Jules, I'm opting for no gun games because I know you hate them. She hates the violence.
Wrong. She loves a gun game. Haven't you watched even one of her Twitch live streams?
I have. Super awesome. Big fan here.
You have? Thank you.
She hates the graphics on those first-person arcade shooters because they give her motion sickness.
It is not pretty.
Juliet, you're always pretty.
Does the penthouse have a terrace I can jump off of?
No, they're very safety conscious here at Hustle Hub.
So, is all this for an arcade party or something?
Wiley's launch party. The best launch party any startup has ever had.
Yeah, I was thinking something more chic. We need to attract people with money, not people who eat hot Cheetos in their mom's basement.
I used to eat hot Cheetos in your basement. Is this party not for me too?
No, you know I didn't mean it like that.
But I got the impression from Freddy that you two love arcade games.
You took him to Freddy's?
No.
I just listen when she talks. It feels authentic to the vision of Wiley. Very Jules and Val. Plus, investors will eat it up. We're gonna build the arcade right here at the office.
That's a lot of machinery for just one night. Do we even have the budget for that?
Do we have the budget for 4 new hires?
Val? Do we have the budget for all these new hires?
For what it's worth, I'm very expensive.
Of course.
We have to raise some funds if we're going to give the entire Wiley team the salaries they deserve. Don't you think, Lee?
It's best to get your second round of funding as quickly as possible.
Sorry. I shouldn't have assumed Val doesn't already have a plan to get additional funding. Now back to this party. I've already been in contact with vendors and gotten some great advertising deals. It's gonna be fantastic.
Well, I don't want to rush into a decision here.
I mean, right now, I care about how we scaled up our team by 100%, and no one told me.
Should I go? Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Okay, bye. I'm really excited to work with you.
I'm gonna go too, and start planning this party.
Wait a minute, we haven't finished.
Let it go, Val. Me and you, we need to talk. What are you doing?
What am I not doing? I'm trying to build a company while you're drinking coffee all day, making eyes at Tobykins.
Ugh, you are obsessed with him.
I'm obsessed with him?
I am catching him up on our company and training him because you refused to. You told me that we were going to scale up slowly. You didn't even consult me. You're making these unilateral decisions without me, but we built this together.
Exactly! We built this together, me and you. But how am I even supposed to consult you when you're with him all day? This is like such a critical time. Why are you wasting your time training him? He's supposed to be temporary, remember?
It's not even him, Valerie. I don't expect anything from him. You're my actual business partner and best friend. I need to count on your partnership, not your ego.
This isn't ego. We can't trust him, Jules. The other day, Reyna caught him speaking Russian outside this cafe. I mean, he could be a hacker or something.
Oh my God, is this what this is about? He was practicing Russian and his Russian accent to be in a production of Uncle Vanya.
What? Okay. But, you know, that's not the only thing.
Enough, Val. You're being unreasonable. I will not be the partner that gets overruled or ignored. I get to make decisions, too. So Toby stays, we do this arcade party, and you get your staff.
Or what?
Or I'm out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm tired. If I get what I want, I'll stay. Look, there's $1 million on the table, Val. And it's up to you if you want to take it.
Val is being all mama bird, trying to protect her BFF, and rightly so. And Jules just wants to feel like an equal partner who's heard, considered. And then there's Toby. Little two-faced gremlin, whispering all the right things to Jules and generally getting under Val's skin. When you put $1 million in play, everything gets more complicated. To quote the great American philosopher Christopher Wallace, more money, more problems. But it is useful when you need to rub it in the face of your frenemies, like Mackenzie Dunn.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Lee, Kelly, here are your Hustle Hub key cards. You have to use them to enter the building, and then again, once you get into the elevator, because we're in the penthouse and all.
What's all this?
Hey, Dunny. Oh, we're moving into our new offices, in case you haven't heard.
Yes, I saw the press release. I didn't expect to see you here.
We're relocating to the top floor, penthouse. We'll try not to disturb you as we make ourselves comfortable.
Wow, what a turn of fortune. From security escort out of the building to the penthouse.
Name a tech god who hasn't gotten kicked to the curb at some point.
tech god? More like delusional.
Okay, Team Wiley, head to the express elevator bank at the far end of the lobby. They're reserved for the very real top 10 floors. You know, they just zoom right past all the others, including yours, Dunny. Remember, use your card, press P for penthouse, okay?
And find Juliet. She's up there with the Hustle Hub building manager.
And this must be your new partner, Toby, was it? You look vaguely familiar.
This is Toby Johnson, a new executive.
An early investor. It wasn't much, but my whole family's in the business, so I always had a knack for it. Plus a little inheritance.
A real natural.
So you're the founder of CryptoCupid, huh? Impressive. It's a shame you're dealing with that hack. I'm sure you'll get all the kinks figured out soon.
If you'll excuse us, we gotta catch up with the rest of our team in the penthouse.
The penthouse, yeah, you mentioned it.
I thought you'd like that burn on Mackenzie.
Oh, I did. Would you like a cookie?
I promised Jules I would be more patient with you, so I will.
Patient?
She thinks you're a little jealous. I get it. It's just been the two of you since kindergarten class. I'm not trying to take her away from you.
Good, because you never could. You can wait for the next one.
Mad Mantra is a meditation app for anger management. We'll give you the mouth sounds you need to stay calm and present. Steal away to that special place, a green pasture, the shore of a still lake, a Scrooge McDuck pile of money that you can swim in at your leisure, all with the help of a simple mantra. Download Mad Mantra and find your peace today.
This place is the worst.
Oh, holy shit.
So, despite herself, Val was impressed. The Wiley HQ had slick flat-screen monitors lining the wall, vintage arcade game posters, giant cushions, beanbags perfectly strewn about. Oh, and of course, the penthouse view. It was a startup dream, and she was proud of Jules. Val was even ready to play nice with Toby, because even though she hates being wrong, she genuinely hoped she'd misjudged him, that Toby would surprise her with something kind and genuine. But lesson learned, intuition is a bitch, especially when she's right.
Hey, lady, where do you want the arcade games to go?
I think they could line up across the north wall so the screens won't catch the glare at sunset. And then it opens up this main area for when we set up the toast.
And the ping pong tables?
What do you think?
The adjacent room right here, so we can keep all the little ping pongs contained.
No, people are gonna be drunk and terrible and hit it wide. But the air hockey's already set up there.
Let's get the guys to move them.
God, this is...
Valerie! So, what do you think? Do you like it?
I mean, Jules... It's perfect. You did this?
Yeah. Well, with Toby's help.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Val, this party is gonna work out.
It's not just the party I'm worried about.
Well, don't worry. Our dreams are coming true.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah. Look around. I just think if you opened yourself up to all the changes Toby's proposed, you might be able to...
You're right. I'm sorry. I've been a jerk.
Hold up. I'm right?
Yeah, you're right. I'd like to not talk about him, really. I'd like to talk about you. His help or not, this place looks amazing. You're making decisions, bossing people around. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, Val.
Don't take all the high score slots, people. We need to save some for the VCs coming tonight. Have pity on them. You want to see your office?
Sure.
Okay, so for obvious reasons, your office is labeled sell, and mine across is build.
Oh, okay. I see you polished wood desk.
Chalk.
Sleek, black, ergonomic chair. Okay, I could get into it.
I know you probably wanted something nice, like a brown leather executive, but I also know you're still traumatized by that one time in seventh grade.
Yes, when my period came early and with the force of a biblical flood, yes. Mm. And that was one of those shitty plastic chairs and we still couldn't get the stain out. Oh, Jules.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. You haven't even seen the best part. Here.
Wait, is this?
Yup. Road rumble!
Jules, this place is amazing.
So you want to play?
Hey, Jack in the Box just arrived. Lunchtime.
Oh, you still hate those fries, right?
Go ahead. I have some stuff to put away. Are you going home before the party or changing here?
Probably home.
Want to go together?
Sure. Oh, wait. Here's the token.
Oh my God, it says W on it. Nice touch. Wait, you had this minted special?
Yeah, to remind you that you always win.
Ladies, it's gonna get cold.
Jesus, Toby! It was delivered here in an Uber. It's already cold.
Oh, come on, Val. He's trying to include everyone.
It's time to Road Rumble.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, here I go. Here I go. No, no. Wait. No.
You lose.
All right. Okay, that was you got lucky. To remind you that you always win. Not always.
You're listening to The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Munsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions. Supervising sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson. Find more shows like The Co-Founder by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production.
What's up? I mean, he gets Toaster.
Hey, what's that noise? Where are you?
Germany, my man. I'm just out here picking up components for my custom-made juicer.
Cool, man. Anyway, calling to report that they were super impressed with the penthouse suite. Even Val was, like, super stoked.
Yeah, man, we're totally coming out on top, aren't we, Tobes? Nothing but the best for those two, am I right?
You mean us three, right? Because I'm part of the company, too. But, like, I'm, like, basically a co-founder.
Ah, I can't hear you over this, blending. But sure, you're, like, not at all irreplaceable. I'll catch you later. Phew.